Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to tonight's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of tonight's broadcast. The host speaker for today's broadcast is Philip Singer Ajisafe. Tonight's discussion is Adventures in Power. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Tonight, we have a very ambiguous topic to discuss on this broadcast, the adventures in power. The adventures in power. Before we want to study the nature, power, the adventures, and I would like to differentiate between the word authority and power and try to relate this into our daily life as well as God the Creator. What is adventures? Adventures by dictionary is defined as an undertaking or enterprise of a hazardous nature, or it could be an undertaking of a questionable nature, especially one involving intervention in another state's affairs. Like I said, the adventures. As a stand, as a noun, an undertaking of a questionable nature, especially one involving intervention in another state's affair. I would like to differentiate between the authority and power, because mostly this thing, we sometimes use them interchangeably. And when we critically study it and look at it, they are slightly different. By the dictionary, authority is being defined as the power to enforce laws or exact obedience, command. It could be determinant or to judge. Authority is not vague. For instance, the policemen are under authority. Even as great as the President of the United States is, he's still under authority. Authority, that is, it is one that is invested with this power. Police, when they were under authority, the authority is given to them to pull somebody over, that is, to enforce the law. Then, when I define this thing, I will try to harmonize it. Then what is power? Power could be defined as the ability or capacity to perform or act effectively. It could be strength or force exerted or capable of being exerted. Now we can see power and authority. Every human being is under authority. There is law that govern even the physical sciences. But sometimes we think we are children of authority, but we are under authority. But when we have this authority, there is power attached to that authority. Somebody can have power and without having authority. And it is vice versa. It is possible to have authority and without power. Now we will see that when you have power, that is a capacity to perform or to act effectively. Now we try to enumerate on different kinds of power. We have political power. We have occultic power. There is chemical power. There is physical power. There is power of words. There is power of a name. There is technological power. There is unseen power, which we can say divine power. I will not have enough time just to enumerate on this, but I will just try to throw light to this word, power, and its adventures. I will use basically the physical power and chemical power and briefly talk about the power of word and a name. By philosophy of power, somebody said power threatens the strong. It forces heroes into ruin. It blackens ambitions and taints the innocent. Power may breed ruthlessness, mercilessness. Power is not what I'm after, but it is all what I need. I will repeat that because I want us to get that philosophy very clearly, especially for the last sentence, which says, power is not what I'm after, but it is all what I need. Like I said, when a policeman is in his cruiser with his uniform, or whether he's not in his cruiser, but as long as he has the badge, immediately he sees something or someone that ran the red light, he is under authority to stop and pull over the individual. But for instance, if the policeman is without his uniform, he becomes an ordinary man. It is the law that authorizes the policeman and endow, delegate the power unto him. But you know, in his power, there could be some that challenge his power. And thereby, the authority given to him, if the policeman is not really equipped enough to subdue the external power, it could be dangerous. I will use the physical power, or in physics, which is defined by power is work done over time. Work done with time. Don't forget the philosophy, cool idea of the power. Is that power threatening the strong? It forces heroes into ruin. It blackens ambitions and taints the innocent. power may breed ruthlessness, mercilessness. Power is not what I am after, but it is all what I need. Ironically, majority of every human being is after power. The executive wanted to consolidate power. And when power is being consolidated, there is a grip principle on it. But when you seek the power, that is, if you diligently study it and realize that every human being is under authority, then you will be able gradually to overcome those powerless anxiety. For instance, in explosives, but that is, I'm using the chemical power. Explosive is a combination of different elements which are chemically combined together. Guess what? Explosive is an invented power. And when explosive is chemically combined with the aggregate proportions, guess what? Like I said, in the physical science, power is divine, that is directly proportional to work done with time. The explosive is said to perform some work. And when a miner, for instance, discovered, for instance, iron ore, he wanted to use the explosives to extract the iron ore, that is, to fragment or to break down the law, the forces that combine the rock, for instance. I'm talking about chemical power. You know, like I said, we as time permit, we will be able to take this something one by one. Well, explosive is put to interact with the force, that is confining force of rock. It needs another initiator. Because explosive on its own is powerless. So you will find out that authority and power, they go side by side. And you cannot be after the power and thinking you are on your own, because if anyone said it's no more under authority, it's not living. But when explosive is put in a solid rock, under the introduction of another external force, it disintegrated the force that combined the explosive. And explosive will try to expand with a tremendous force within the allotted time. That is to say, for everything that we have on this planet, there is a time for it. If you have been following us on this broadcast, you will remember there was a day we discussed about audacity of time. Power is to perform work, because like I said, they were directly proportional to the work done over time. So when explosive is detonated, let me use that word, it gives a very powerful force by expansion. And this force will overcome the combining force of rock. And that is why you see explosive could be used to destroy the ambition of a combining force of rock. Power, in its philosophical idea that I just said above, it is very, very dangerous. It threatens the strong. So, why do we need power? I will briefly talk about the power of word. We will have more time to discuss fully on it. There is power in the spoken word too. Because it is by word, of spoken word, that man can be persuaded to do or not to do. The power of speech, let me put it in that way, so that we will be clear. Because we know that when we talk about speech, you have to say something. We can use this speech to destroy people, as well to elevate people. That is to say, there is power in the world. I really mentioned the power of a name too. There is power in the name too. When we talk about name, I'm not necessarily talking about what is my name. My name is Felix Benga. You could see somebody behind the same name and my surname too. But when you hear human being is a name. When you go into jungles, we talk about different kind of animals. But when you just mention the animals, that is a general name. But when somebody hear about lion or tiger, there is power associated with that name. Unlike when somebody mentions mouse, you will know that the power carried by lion is different from mouse or dog or deer or goats. Now, in our daily life, we need the power. Just like I said, ability to perform or act effectively. I'm not going to be wasting time about, do you know what to do? Even in the physical power, we need physical power, like I said. And we need the natural power. For instance, there is law, because power is a law. There is a constitution. There is gravity, which is a power too, on its own, as a nature. There is aerodynamic forces, which is invented by man too. But it's so interesting that aerodynamic power is not after the power of force of gravity. But what aerodynamic need is power to overcome the force of gravity. And when in by mind, the human being which God has given the authority and power to dominate, critically in their thinking and reasoning, were able to come together and propose another power. That's this word. Aerodynamic is not after gravity, but aerodynamic need power to overcome gravity. If not, you won't be able to fly. If you just after power, there will be a difficulty, and there will be very difficult to advance. Because if you are after power, there will be time lost. And I'm just after power. You can seek and look around, go everywhere, and unfortunately, unable to discover it. But when you know that you are in need, you will be able to calm down. Because most of us, anyone that is determined to overcome his enemy must know his enemy. The chances to defeat your enemy is directly proportional for your familiarity with your enemy. If you really don't know what your enemy looks like, well, it's a gamble. Power is essential. I'm not really though physical strength is part of it. But we should know that we must diligently seek the power and just know that we are people, a creature under authority. Because I don't want you to mix up this thing, like I said, that authority and power is a little bit different. Power is ability or capacity to perform. Why? The authority could be power to enforce. That is, you are given power to enforce. And by counting, power is that ability to perform. But for authority, you are given power. It's a power to enforce. I believe we get that wrong. And in our daily living, this, why are we talking about this power in this broadcast? I just want us to know that in this world, we have to realize we are under authority every time. Unfortunately, human beings have lost their focus. All human beings, we are the same thing. We are all in nature. The reasoning might be different. But by nature, whatever color we are of the same nature. We always after power. And sometimes we forget that we are under authority, because before you can act effectively, you must be able to give that authority. If somebody fights on the street, he can be charged with battery. But if somebody tried to assault policemen, he can handcuff. And by critical study, he can go free. Because policeman is given the power to enforce. But if policemen do not provide with adequate power, because if he or she is after power, he might not be able to perform. But the authority know that he needs the power to perform. So we can see ourselves that we are just weak. We don't have any power of our own. Therefore, in this broadcast, I want to recap the adventures. Guess what? I want us to rethinking, to change our thinking before we change our action. It's not really, really a good thing to be be after power. But it will do us a good measure, an advantage for looking, that is, to ask for this power. How? Just like you can study the situation, then you will be able to cry to the power, the most powerful, the power that can subdue every other power. For instance, in the mysticism tradition, there is power in the world. There is power in incantation or spelling. But when we ask for power, because we just want us to know, the purpose of this broadcast is to make us know that as a human being, we are all under authority. Though we are given different assignment with different power, police is under one authority, and the power is different from a military combat in the war zone. A news media is under authority, and the power is different. In life, as a human being, we have about 7 power to overcome. I don't have time, but I will let you know that one as time goes by. Therefore, to conclude this broadcast and this discussion, I want us to know that it is always be advisable that we know that we are powerless and just ask for the need, the power to overcome just every elemental power, just like explosive. Explosive is very powerful, but explosive cannot act on its own. But by the authority, by the intonation, he can overcome the natural confining power of a rock and break them into pieces. The Bible said, and Jesus said, ye shall receive power. He doesn't say, you must be after power. The power is available beyond our reasoning. And we have to cry that before we know that we are under authority and asking for the power. In conclusion, I want to conclude this broadcast discussion by this word of this man. He's called Peter. In his novel entitled Fortitude, he said, it isn't life that matters, but the courage you bring to it. After life had done terrible things to Peter, he heard a voice that said to him, among other things, blessed be all sorrow, hardship, and endurance that demand courage. Blessed be this thing, for of these things cometh the making of a man. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please be sure to tune in on May 13th for another broadcast at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, entitled Faith versus Reason. God bless you.